Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Well, amen, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. excuse me, just a little horse fighting a cold here this morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am joined by my associate, my support as well, Deaconess Angela Campbell. She's in transit, so she won't be talking on the, she won't be talking until later. But again, good morning for from both of us. We're waiting on Sister Tangela Lewis to get on as well. We're sitting in for Dr. Apostle Roslyn Overton. I'm sorry, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Again, well, good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then we walk them out by faith. As the word says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So we live and react and believe in the word of God, not the things that we see in the natural. Amen. And I'm just, as we go over this scripture every week, it's just beginning to kind of open up to me. The Lord is opening this scripture up to me. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? How many days are we waking up praying, but we're not commanding the morning? We're allowing the day to just go off and just go as it wants to, or just go without instruction. It's almost like going to your microwave and just turning it on and not setting a temperature, not setting the time that it's going to operate. Just turn it on and let it do what it's going to do. So, and God has given everything in creation instruction, and we are his children, so we should be doing the same thing. We should be waking up, giving our day instruction, and cause the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of. Basically, kind of telling us wickedness, or the wicked, and wickedness is going unchecked. Wickedness and the wicked are not being put in their place. They're being allowed to operate. So we must take responsibility of the wicked and wickedness not being shaken out each and every day. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We just thank you, Father, this morning. Father, we give you glory. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, as we go forth, we ask you to please have your way. Father, we thank you and welcome you, as your word says, where there are two or more of you gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. So, Father, we thank you. We welcome you. We thank you for keeping your word. Father, we ask you through your Holy Spirit, have your way. Have us pray the things that need to be prayed. Have us to decree and declare the things that need to be decreed and declared. As your word says, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So, Father, we will decree today. We will declare today, Father, we will pray and seek you, Father, this morning. We will give you praise. We will give you worship, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and magnify your name, Father. We uplift your name. Father, we just give you the glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as always, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our wisdom, I'm sorry, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that, excuse me, that you have given us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And we pray and we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, may be enlightened, Father, that you have enlightened us. You have flooded our hearts with light, Father, by the Holy Spirit. Father, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us. The riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people. And so that we will begin to know, Father, that what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. You put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we just thank you. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we just uplift, Father, the sick today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, those that are in Christ, Father. Father, your word says, Father, your promise says, give us this day our daily bread. And, Father, healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we ask, Father, give us this day, Father, our daily bread. Father, we decree and declare our healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and decree and declare, Father, our bodies cannot harbor sickness, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us hearts and minds that will walk and operate in love. Father, that will operate in forgiveness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let us forgive anyone that we have fought with, Father, in the name of Jesus. As your word says, forgive our debtors as we forgive our debts as we forgive those, Father, that are indebted to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So give us hearts of forgiveness, Father. And let us remember, Father, those who, Father, we need to forgive, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us minds that will appreciate being sinless and free from sin. Father, once you have forgiven us, Father, you have cleansed us, you have made us white as snow, Father. Let us, Father, know the value of being sinless and redeemed, Father, so that, Father, we will walk in redemption, Father. We will operate in redemption, Father, and not sin, Father, because we know we're going to be forgiven or we know that we're forgiven. Give us the mindset, Father, of walking in redemption, Father, because there were many before us, Father, that could not be redeemed in their lifetime. Father, they had to wait for the cross, Father. They had to wait for Christ, Father. Father, we just thank you and praise your name. We thank you for your perfect plan this morning. We give you praise for your perfect plan this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Father, we thank you for your word, your truth, Father, that your will be done in earth, Father, in earthen vessels as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you, Father. Your will be done in earthen vessels as it is in angelic vessels, Father. We just thank you and praise your name. Father, we uplift our children today, Father, from every corner of the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give the children wisdom. Father, we bind up and we agree, Father, that our children, Father, the spirit of confusion is broken over them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, our children will no longer grow up confused, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that you surround our children from the four corners of the earth, Father, with anointed men and women of God to counsel them, Father. Father, give them and produce many opportunities for them to hear the gospel, Father. And Father, witness the power of your word, the power of Holy Spirit, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Stir up the gifts, Father, that's planted in them, Father. Father, we bind up, Father, satanic and demonic intervention in their lives, Father. We bind the enemy, Father, from taking a foothold in the lives of our children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, give them hearts that, Father, will seek after you when they hear your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let the truth ring in their ears, in their hearts, and in their minds when they hear it. Father, let the seed of the word take root, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we uplift, Father, the leaders of foreign countries, Father, and our country, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, that you're active in their lives. Father, that you're even blowing on their hearts right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, surround them, Father, by anointed godly men and women of God to counsel them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give them wisdom, Father, to legislate things, Father, and to back legislation that you give them, Father, that will give the people peace, Father, that will root out wickedness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're just asking, Father, right now, Father, that you speak, blow on the heart of Donald Trump, Father. Father, not only do we wish for him to be a great president, Father, doing the things that you would have him do, Father. Father, we're asking, Father, that he would receive salvation. Father, we're praying for his eternal soul, Father, his eternal life, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Speak to him, Father. Send authentic men and women of God to surround him in his circle, Father. Replace, Father, those false preachers, Father. And, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, replace them, Father, with true anointed men and women of God to give them sound counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them have visitations, Father, from Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare, Father, his soul, Father. We decree and declare his soul will be saved. We decree and declare, Father, that anointed men and women of God have entered his circle. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that he will take sound counsel, Father. We speak rest into his life, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of selfishness and confusion, Father. We bind the spirit of Antichrist, Father, busy in his life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare all is well with him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift Christ's leadership, Father. Apostles, O Heavenly Father. Prophets, Father. Pastors, teachers, Father. Bishops, deacons, Father. Ushers, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, right now, Father, we're decreeing, declare restoration, Father, over them. Father, a new thirst for your word, Father. A new thirst for understanding of your word, revelation of your word, and the desire, Father, to walk in holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let us walk in holiness as if, Father, forgiveness was not as easy as it is. Let us cherish, Father, holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, give the ministry partners, Father, an ear to hear, Father, hearts that will receive, Father, minds that will remember, Father. Give, Father, the apostles, the pastors, Father, the bishops, Father, give them the messages, Father, that you would have them speak and not messages of their own, Father. Father, we're asking you to just those that are in positions of authority in ministry, Father, we're asking, Father, that you blow on their hearts, Father. Have them do your will, Father. Your will be done in earthen vessels, Father, as it is in heaven. Your will be done today, Father, and for the rest of our lives, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare maturity. Come against the spirit of division. Father, we bind the spirit of division right now. We loose the spirit of unity, Father, in the church, in between the different churches, Father. We speak and decree and declare love, forgiveness, and unity, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For we know there is one Holy Spirit, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Father, we uplift our homes, Father. Father, we come against division in our homes, Father. We come against division, Father, with family members, Father. We decree and declare unity, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare the spirit of unity, Father, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of love, the spirit of forgiveness operating in us, the saints, Father. Hallelujah, Father. So we may be an example to the world, Father. We desire to be an example for the world. Father, use us today. Let us exercise the spirit of boldness that you've placed our gifts, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we even command time. We decree and declare time you will avail yourself to us so that we may get all the work done. Every bit of the assignment that God has given us. Hallelujah. Father, we bind up the attack and the work of the enemy, Father. We bind up, Father, every thought, Father, that goes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now under subjection of Christ Jesus. We bind up thoughts, Father, that are not from you, thoughts that are not produced by your word or the faith in it, Father, in the mighty name. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare this morning that we are blessed going in, that we are blessed coming out. We are blessed, Father, in the field. Father, we are blessed in the city. Father, we are the lenders and not the borrowers, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare this day, Father, that the blessing of the Lord, Father, makes us rich and adds no painful toil to it. Father, we decree and declare this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that wealth and riches shall be in our house, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we shall stretch out our tents, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayer, Father, that if we would ask, Father, that if we would pray, you would give us the heathen as our inheritance. And, Father, now we pray for the wisdom, Father, to have and hold, Father, and to be the ruler of these things, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that your will be done in earthen vessels, Father, as it is in heaven. So that your will be done in the earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Father, give us understanding of the keys, Father. When you give us things, let us have heavenly understanding, Father, of what you've placed in our hands and the value, Father, of what you've placed in our hands, Father. Hallelujah, Father. So that we don't take things for granted, Father, so that we don't know the weight of the things that you have done, Father, when you do them. Hallelujah, Father. We ask for wisdom, Father. As your word says, Father, that if any of us seek wisdom, let us ask. Father, but let us ask in faith. So, Father, we're asking in faith and we're in expectation, Father, of wisdom greater than what we operate in right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, when we go out to minister to others, Father, in the name of Jesus, give them an ear to hear, Father. Give them hearts that will receive, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us spread your love, Father. We desire, we decree and declare that, Father, we are living epistles of your word. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, when we speak, Father, your word says, Father, they speak as one with authority. Father, let we decree and declare we will speak as Jesus spoke. And, Father, we will speak as one with authority, Father. Because your word is the authority, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, let us have that mind of Christ, Father, so that we will speak the words that you spoke, Father. We will do the things that you do, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we want to uplift, Father, those in California, Father, that are battling the fire. Father, the fire is going on out there. Father, we decree and declare right now that those fires must cease in the name of Jesus. You must cease now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift those, Father, that were hurt or harmed, Father. We decree and declare healing, restoration. You shall live and not die. You are restored. Father, we decree and declare houses restored. Things that were lost, destroyed. Father, they are restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, even show your glory in the face of calamity, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Give them hearts, Father, that will give you praise today. Even in the midst of calamity, Father, as your word says, Father, to praise you in all things. Hallelujah. Father, those that were in the midst, Father, of the shooting in New Mexico, Father. Father, we uplift them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing, Father, over them. Those that were physically hurt, those that were emotionally hurt, Father, we decree and declare their healing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to continue to uplift those in Puerto Rico, Father, in Mexico, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as the world may have forgotten, Father, those in Africa, those in Libya, Father, we decree and declare freedom over those in Libya. We bind up the spirit of slavery. We bind up the spirit of greed. Father, we bind up every satanic and demonic spirit in operation, Father, over in Libya right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus. As as Lord. You have given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. So Lord, we stand in that authority right now. We bind every demonic and satanic spirit. We bind up every demonic and satanic prayer from witches and warlocks. We decree and declare they shall bear no fruit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak freedom and liberty, Father, to those in Libya, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, send your angels now, Father, to release them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Release our children, Father, that are held, Father, in sexual slavery. Father, we decree and declare their healing, Father, that they are completely restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you forgive the perpetrators of these things, Father. As your word says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, Father, we know this is demonic activity, Father, and we bind up this demonic activity, Father. Placing kids in the sexual slavery, feeding lustful demons, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind these things right. We bind these devils and demons right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over these children, Father. We plead the blood, Father, over these men and women that have been enslaved, Father, in these African countries, Father. In the name of Jesus. But Father, this morning, we decree and declare freedom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare freedom, Father, in the Middle East, Father. Father, we plead the blood, Father, over those men that are in ISIS. We plead the blood over their minds, Father. Decree and declare, Father, they shall be free. Father, they will hear the gospel. Father, and the power of the gospel will overwhelm them. Father, give them hearts, Father, that seek salvation, that will seek salvation. Hallelujah, Father, we bind the enemy today, Father. We bind every attack, Father. Father, we lock up every word, Father, spoken by witches and warlocks, Father. Every prayer, Father, we even command, Father, that there will be a breakdown in communication, Father. Father, that when the prayers are, when the demonic and satanic prayers are uttered and spoken, Father, there will be no communication between demons and witches and warlocks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare heavenly interference, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lock up the communication, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are those that are out there, Father, they are looking for employment, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, we loose, Father, finances, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, we speak to every bill, Father. You are paid in full in the name of Jesus. We speak to every debt. You are paid in full. As the law of God says, owe no man nothing but love. So, Father, let us love those, Father. Let us love the unlovable, not just the lovable, but the unlovable and the unlikable, Father. In the name of Jesus, let us love those that we don't understand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, but we break, Father, the slavery of debt in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we even break the debt mindset, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the mindset of lack, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, money is a tool, and Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare you have given us the ability to work money, to work the tool, Father, to have the tool work while we sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are looking for employment, Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose employment better than they ever expected, Father. a wage better than they expected, Father. Father, when they go look for jobs, Father, we decree and declare the favor of the Lord goes out before them and surrounds them with a shield. Speak the blessing over businesses, Father. Business ideas, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we loose the ideas and witty inventions, Father, and new ways of doing things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. We loose the prayers, Father, that need to be prayed, that heaven needs to hear, to go into action, Father, to better the lives, Father, of the body of Christ, Father, and even the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers, O Heavenly Father. We have come against, Father, we have bound, Father, satanic and demonic programs and products, Father, being developed in business, Father, that are being made, and agreements with governments and wars, Father, in the name. We have come against those things. We have bound those things up. Father, they are locked up in the name of Jesus. Send your angels forth, Father, to enact the legislation, Father, that we have decreed and declared, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we uplift Apostle Overton, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare her complete healing, Father. She is completely restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. We demand even symptoms to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, she is energized. She is restored. Father, in the name of Jesus, her ears are clear. Father, her mind is clear, Father, in the name of Jesus. And continue to put messages in her belly, Father, that will feed, Father, that even will make us, Father, off your word and your revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Apostle Dozer, Father. Father, we thank you for the wisdom that you've poured into him, Father. We thank you for the ability that you have given to him, Father, to convey it with simplicity, Father, the things that you have given. Father, we pray that and decree and declare, Father, that you have anointed each and every person that hears the teachings that you've given him, Father. Father, that they will go out with the seed that he's planted, Father, and the harvest, Father, will allow them to do mighty works, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So his and his wife's obedience, Father, has changed the world through the generations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we decree and declare this day. Father, we command our day today, Father. Day spring. Know your place. Go to the ends of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus, that the wicked is shaken out of it this morning, right now, straightway, in the mighty name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord goes out before us and surrounds us as with a shield. The blessing of the Lord flows into our lives. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We're rich. We're rich in wisdom. We're rich in health. We're rich in finance. We're rich in love. Father, we are rich. We decree and declare it right now. We are rich, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. And Father, all these words we have spoken that have been spoken before you, Father, all these words that have been decreed, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, in the authority of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, we legislate them as so, Father, in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, it is so, Father, it is so, Father. Send your angels forth, Father, because we are in agreement that it is so. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Sister Tangela Lewis and Deaconess Angela Campbell. Deaconess will be available shortly here. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. I'm just going
what
to
speak. What a wonderful
speak,
prayer. That was a wonderful prayer.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I don't want to step on God's glory. So praise God deserves all the praise and all the thanks. Amen. Sister Tangela, I would like to turn it over to you and just pray as Holy Spirit leads you.
Well, Pastor Mel, I just want
yes,
to stand in agreement with everything that you said. I feel you covered every ground, and I was just enjoying basking and sitting under the prayer that you brought forth. So, I mean, just coming in connection spiritually with you and agreeing with you over everything that you've prayed for. I mean, wow. Wow. Everything that you've decreed and declared, you've covered everything. And it was just a blessing just to sit here and listen to you pray. So thank you for that.
Thank Holy Spirit. That was all Holy Spirit said. Praise God. That was just Holy Spirit
coming out like water. Yeah. It was amazing. Just
amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I don't really have a prayer down sitting down in my belly today.
Well, that's okay.
Hello?
That's okay. Yeah, yes ma'am. We're still here. Well, I can understand that. I can continue on. I mean, I actually cut it off.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes I need to be prayed for, and I believe it's one of those days, you know, you get attacked and you got to get back on track. Sometimes it's difficult for that. So today I need prayer.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We will definitely pray for you. I noticed that that the body of Christ has been under attack just this week. So I know I even woke up with some issues that tried to put me in a position of worry. And we have to understand that Satan is after our mouth. And this is the reason why Jesus says that you will give an account of every idle word that you speak. Because, again, the Bible tells us that aren't they all ministering spirits? Now, we could be ministered to godly, and we could be ministered to ungodly. But when we pray and speak godly things, godly angels or the sons of God, they're going to minister to us according to our prayers and our decrees and declares, and what we decree and declare. The same thing happens on the opposite side now that we have fallen angels there waiting for our mouth that gives them the authority to minister to us demonically and devilish. So we have to be, so Jesus, you will give an account. A lot of things that happened in the earth is because you're speaking these things and giving fallen angels the license to operate. If we all spoke godly, the reason Jesus could never be taken before his time was because he kept speaking and decreeing and declaring, "It's not my time." So I kind of felt that we were dealing with some things spiritually. So let me pray for you quick here, and then we're going to let Deaconess close us. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we uplift your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Father, we just thank you for your presence this morning, Father. Father, we feel your presence. We know, Father, that you're here, Father, that you have come to make your abode with us, Father. We thank you. Praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to, we're just asking for more of you so that when Satan tries to bring an idea that is not holy, an idea that is not godly, an idea that is not in tune with heaven, that we will immediately go to the spiritual law, what is written, what the words that hold creation in place. So, Holy Spirit, we're just asking for more communication, more of your presence. You increase as we decrease. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, let us hear more of you. Father, we're decreeing, declaring, Father, a fellowship with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We uplift your daughter, Tangela. Is it, Father, you know what she stands in need of. So, Father, we come against every demonic and satanic barrier. Father, we bind up, break. Father, we command the removal of everything that the enemy has tried to bring against her. Father, I pray that you open her eyes, Father, and let her see the angelic host, Father, that she has to support her, Father, that she has to back her up, protect her, Father. Hallelujah. Father, for as your words say, Father, that you will give your angels charge over us. They will bear us up in their hands. We won't even dash our foot against the stone. You have given us power and authority over serpents and scorpions, all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. Father, we are victorious. Father, I speak immediate victory to Angela's life. We are in agreement, Father, as your word says, that if two or more you agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. So, Father, we agree on earth as in touching. I'm her too, Father, that she has immediate victory today. Father, I decree and declare, Father, I have immediate victory today. Father, the attack on my finance, I command, Father, it's over. Father, that we are victorious. Father, the attack on her finance, the attack on her time, the attack on my time, the attack on her mind, Father, is one, Father. And we take ownership, Father. We take possession of the spoils of war. What the enemy has stolen and tried to steal, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, is returned sevenfold, Father, as the thief is found out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare, Father, the peace of God over her, Father, in the name of Jesus. The peace that Jesus relinquished unto us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we bind up, Father, the activities of demons in our space, in our home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Angels, we give you authority and autonomy to move throughout our home, to do what's necessary to keep our home clear of demonic and satanic activity. In the name of Jesus. As it is written, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, these words that we have spoken. Father, we decree and declare them to be so. We decree and declare, Father, that these same prayers, declarations, cover Deaconess Angela, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, our day is well today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are blessed beyond our imagination in the name of. We ask you, Father, let us see what the blessings look like, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, take control of our imagination, Father, as your word says, nothing that they can imagine, Father, will be restrained from them. So, Father, we give you control of our imagination, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree these words spoken before you, Father, to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, it is so, it is so. Thank you so much, Lord. Your children decree and declare in the name of Jesus, that it is. And let's see if Sister Angela, Deaconess Angela is with us. Deaconess, can you hear us?
Yes, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Sister Tangela. God bless you both.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. I've been listening in transit, and I just praise God because He is faithful and He is able this morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, are you in a position to close us out? We have 9 minutes left, and if you can close us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Father God, we thank you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift you up, God. We give you glory. We are excited about who you are. Even in the midst of what we experience, we are excited about who you are. We're excited about your presence. We're excited about your goodness. We are thankful for your mercies. We are thankful for your kindness. We are thankful for the ability, the ability of our limbs, the ability to think, the ability to give you praise. We are thankful for all of it, God. We are thankful, God. We are thankful because we are closing out 2017 knowing that you, Koroshaya, that you are a God that has been faithful January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and to this December. You have been faithful. Hallelujah. You have been faithful because we are still here. You are faithful, God, and we thank you. You are faithful, God, and we give your name praises. You are an awesome and powerful and mighty God. We thank you that we could war for each other in the Spirit through you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we have the ability to bind and to loose. Thank you this morning. Thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, that you've given us a commanding voice. We thank you that we could speak into the day and tell it the commands of that day. Thank you, God. We thank you that we could have the thoughts of you. Hallelujah. Thoughts of you. We could set our mind on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. God, because our life is hidden in Christ in you, God. We thank you. Say koroba shikora mamande. Roshe koraba sekere de yo sande. Raba mamande kosa. Orashe kana. We thank you for victory, God, and we thank you for hope. O roshe kana yo sande. We kana. We thank you for hope on today. We thank you because your word says that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, and they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. We thank you for that on today. We thank you, God. We know that our future is in you, God. We thank you for that. We know that it is a hope connected to what is happening in our day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith on today. And thank you, God. Thank you for reminding us that we have a future and a hope. That peace belongs, Father God, to all that are listening to Block Talk Radio, all that are connected to us. That peace belongs to Pastor Mel, to Sister Tangela, and myself. Peace, because you said it. You said peace and not evil. Hallelujah. You said a future. Thank you, God. Thank you for the reminder that our hope is in you. Thank you, God. We thank you for the new things that are happening. We thank you for the new things that are happening. We're not a raha. We're not just saying that new things, that new things are happening. New things are actually happening. And we thank you. We thank you for it. We thank you for the new, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because your word says, behold, Rakamande, I make all things new. And so, God, we thank you for our hope. And we thank you for the new things that are happening in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when we don't see it, God, you're doing new things. So in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be able to perceive the new things that you're doing and to thank you for, hallelujah, and to thank you for them. Help us to perceive the new things that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind any fear, any anxiety, any doubts that would keep us from seeing the new things that you are doing and to thank you for the hope that you've given us in you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a God that gives us new. Thank you. We thank you even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you have been working this wineskin of ours. You've been working us in faith. You've been working us in prayer all year long. You've been working us in fasting because you said that you have new wine to pour. New wine to pour into the wineskin. But Father God, you said that if the wineskin is not prepared, it would break. So God, we ask that you would help us to perceive the new things because you have new wine to pour in. God, help our attitudes, our faults, our confession, not to keep us from receiving the new wine on today. Help us, God. Keep the wineskin conditioned with the oil of your presence. Condition our wineskins with the oil of your presence, Holy Spirit, with the anointing that comes from you, so that the new wine will be able to be contained in this wineskin in the mighty name of Jesus. You have new revelation, God, new wisdom, new downloads, new strategies, new wealth-building opportunities, new ideas about thesis assignments, new relationships, new connections. You have new things, God. You have new, and you want us to be prepared for it. So, God, we just thank you on today for reminding us that you are a God that is full of hope for us, and you give us hope and a future. We thank you, God, for the new wine that is coming, that is here, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. And we just bless you, God, for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Is there a word from the Lord?
Only thing I know is she prayed what I have been asking the Lord for. That is amazing. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the beautiful prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Deaconess. We are out of time. Thank you so much for joining in. At FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We are back next week, same time, same people, same hope. So God bless you. God favor you. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and we can cover your prayers throughout the week as well. God bless.